Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, Variety did a long article about The Crown in which they shared that long before Olivia Colman and Helena Bonham Carter were cast as Queen Elizabeth II and Princess Margaret in The Crown, they each had the once-in-a-lifetime chance to meet the members of the royal family that they would one day portray. Colman met Queen Elizabeth II in 2014 at an event for the film industry that was held at Windsor. At first, Colman didn't even know the Queen was there, but eventually ended up in a line to greet her. Suddenly, we looked around the corner like, oh, this man in epaulets was telling us what to do. Just a little bow, don't overdo it. And sort of scuffed us forward, Colman said. So you might just meet your Royal Highness and just keep moving, because she had hundreds of people to get through and that was it. Carter spoke about the time she met Princess Margaret. She was very small when I went up to her, and she kind of knew who I was because she knew my uncle very well, she said. Oh, Helena, yes, you are getting better at acting. And I thought that is so inimitably her, which was basically a compliment put down. No, it wasn't really a compliment, was it? Carter has spoken to some of Margaret's friends to better understand the role she plays. I feel it's my responsibility to try and find the essence of somebody, the true person. Margaret was a victim of a lot of prejudgment, I think, and bad opinion. And she was much more complicated than she'd been generally portrayed. It's very easy once I started talking to people then. In fact, there were many, many more facets to her that nobody really wanted to know about. And then also, in some ways, all the positive doesn't really make good press. Season 4 of The Crown is expected to contain more of the relationship between Margaret and Elizabeth. Colman said, a lot of people that I've met who knew Margaret, who told me things, said they were slightly frustrated by the fact that in the first two seasons, there wasn't enough of the closeness of that relationship. They were incredibly close. Nobody else had that same childhood. Crown showrunner Peter Morgan says, in every country in the world, the Queen has been sort of a constant figure. She's been one of the great public figures, certainly, of the last 70, 80 years. She's the connective tissue for all of us internationally. And if you put that to one side and all the historical significance of it, it's just a family drama. And the most satisfying to me, anyway, the most satisfying long-running shows are the ones that are about families. Whether it's The Sopranos or Succession or whatever it is, the internal wranglings within a family, whether it's Proust or whichever way you want to go, it's a joy for a writer. The Daily Mail reports that Harry and Meghan are working on a new TV show that takes a political stance on feminism and racial inequality. The show, which will focus on normal people, has been pitched to a number of TV executives. An insider told the paper that the aim of the show will be to empower women and to tackle the issue of racial inequality. The couple would appear in the proposed show, although the show would not be about them. Well, we haven't checked in with Piers Morgan's take on the world in a while. When Meghan recently began commenting about the US elections, that led Piers to tweet, the Queen must strip the Sussexes of their titles, they can't remain as royals, and spout off about foreign elections in such a brazenly partisan way. The Independent shared that when one person pointed out that Meghan is American agreed not to use the title Royal Highness, Morgan responded, last time I checked, she's still calling herself the Duchess of Sussex. She can do what she likes, she just can't make politically partisan statements while remaining the Duchess of Sussex. The royals are not allowed to do that. If Meghan and Harry truly want freedom from royal duty and rules, they should stop trading off their royal titles. Reports are that Harry has decided to sit out as part of Meghan's activism because it would be inappropriate. Fans of Meghan are calling for Her Majesty to be stripped of her title. It seems in 2003 that the Queen made some comments about the election in Wales. At the time of this recording, it seems unlikely that Her Majesty will be forced to step down. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue again. Good times.